Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our special council meeting for Wednesday, the 3rd of April. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 4:18, and in doing so, respectfully acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're on this afternoon, acknowledging Gadiyara leaders past, present and future in all working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome. Okay, item 2, recording of attendance and apologies as listed with 2.3, approved leave of absence, Councillor Hooper and Councillor Hunt. Item 3, public time. Important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 20.3, the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or equipment or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless the person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so. Okay, public time, 3.1, public question time. Is there any questions pertaining to the business of these papers this afternoon? Mr. Wally, just checking. Yep, right. Okay. Item 3.2, public statement time. Any public statements pertaining to the business contained in the paper before us? Any public statements? Just checking. All right, thank you. Okay, item 4, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Carter.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gillingham.
Just one from our last meeting for the Chair, if I may. We were interrupted a few times by Councillor Jacobs' iPad or phone. Could we please have silence in our meetings?
Can you sort that out, Councillor Jacob? Is it off?
My phone's off, but if there's an alarm set, it will come out, and I'm afraid it was.
So, how about we just... Thanks, Councillor Gillingham. Councillor Jeanbert?
No, thank you.
Councillor Jacob?
None today, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Taylor?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have one question.
Yes?
Could you share the work that's being done by the Town of Port Hedland to address solvent abuse in the community?
Yeah, certainly the Town of Port Hedland is a valued and important stakeholder. There is currently within the town a working group, a substance use working group, which is chaired by Bloodwood Tree CEO Bob Neville, and they had a meeting in South Hedland today, which I attended part of, as did our Town of Port Hedland youth officer and our Town of Port Hedland community safety officer. So certainly now the terms of reference are set, and that meeting is looking, or that working group is looking to meet more regularly now, but certainly we do recognise it is a very important issue, and certainly one we'll be getting behind all the relevant government and non-government organisations to support.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, item 5, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Could I have a show of hands, please? Let it record 7-0. Okay, important note. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items in this afternoon's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by council has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Okay, and with that out of the way, item 6, reports of officers. Item 6.1.1, proposed fees and charges 2013-14, request for further information. On page 17, I have an officer's recommendation.
I have an amendment to the officer's recommendation if I may, Madam Mayor.
Yep.
I would like the following resolution to be considered by Council. One,
Council Taylor, can I have that piece of paper?
Council adopt fees and charges for cemetery fees for graveside digging and airport long-term parking fees. Two, Council defers the present 20-12-13 charges for 135, 136 and 137, which
I think it was adopt 20... 12-13?
Adopts was the word I said, yep. defers the 135136 of 2012-13 charges, sports ground lighting, and request that the CEO have discussions with Horizon Power regarding the possibility of being able to get a further tariff reduction for night and daytime use by sporting organisations.
So those listed sports lighting charges are to retain the 12-13 charges. So adopts rather than defer.
Yep.
Thank you. And further?
Council adopts a $1 entry flat fee for 158, which is recreation facilities for children, for the 2013-2014 season. 4. Council adopts a 20% fee reduction, a pensioner rate, for all pensioners and waste management charges. The rest remain as same.
So parts 2 and part 3 of the officer's recommendation now become parts 5 and part 6. So I have a mover in Councillor Carter. Do I have a seconder?
I have a
Yeah,
I'd just like to ask Councillor Carter if he would consider making the pool entry as a gold coin instead of just as a $1.
Mover and seconder,
word,
are you happy for that?
Coin, whether that would be...
Yes.
You're not anything. Move, Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Taylor. No. Other mover and seconder.
My point of clarification, we need to advertise the fees and charges.
That's right.
And I guess we've got a gold coin that has two different denominations.
Yeah. 1, 3 and 5.
Through the chair, I just personally don't think it matters. I just find whatever gold coin they have in their purse just helps them to... If it stipulates it was a particular one.
Could that be a gold Singapore 5-cent piece?
It could be a Bali.
I just think for clarification, it should be one or the other. That would be my advice.
$1 or $2
if you're going to do
Are
that.
Are you suggesting a to move it to $2?
Or no, I was just say got the word gold coin, so okay. I was just asking that was a, if you could say that was all.
The CEO just provided advice that we can't list in the advertising gold coin, we'd have to specify, but we could specify both. So
just through the chair, it just said gold coin on your page 14 here, but in brackets it said $2. So I just felt as if it should be one or the other.
Okay, so I have a mover and a seconder. Yeah. Mover and seconder, do you want to change anything? Or
no, I think it would be too confusing. I really do. I hear where they're coming from, but I think I'll leave my resolution as it is.
Okay. Okay. $1. Yes. So I have a mover and seconder. Do I have any further points of clarification? Do I have any against?
Can I just clarify something?
Yep.
The initial request was in relation to aquatic centre entry. So can I just be clear that that's still just what we're talking about and the recommendation?
You charge 158, yes. Recreation facilities child entry, 158.
Yeah, there are other...
Yeah, but it's quite specifies 158.
Just to be clear first.
Yep. 158. So I have a mover and a seconder. I have no one against. Motion carried, 7-0.
Thank you.
Minute takers, are you a reason for that? Councillor Taylor, not Councillor Jacob. A reason, Councillor Carter?
Yes, we've identified the charges on the cemeteries, which we do believe is recuperable. So that's quite good. But we do believe that the fact is that they have not had such a very good presentation with our swimming pool. So I think the children in a $1 fee, I think, is only some very, very small recompensation for what they've missed out in the last 3 or 4 months.
It requires an absolute majority, which was received. Yep.
Council need to note that adopting that part recommendation will require a contract negotiation adjustment with the YMCA.
We'll have to proceed with that.
We have to make up the difference. So that's probably, again, for further explanation, it's based on the figures we have in front of us, it's probably about a $75,000 cost, which will have to be recouped through municipal funds or somewhere else. So we may need to tidy that wording up a little bit, Madam Mayor, but I think the intent is there. The intent is quite clear.
Yeah.
We just may need to get our wording exactly right. So maybe we'll just work through that. And before we close the meeting, we'll...
Well, do you want to just do it now?
Yeah, I'd rather get it sorted today if we can.
No, it's not subject. The CEO has to undertake those negotiations.
So it's just
leave it at season, full stop.
Yeah. Yep. As a point of clarification, what would our fees have to do with the contract with YMCA?
The contract with the YMCA is based upon, based upon a combined financial deficit on three facilities for the term, 4-year term of that contract. The council, by making that decision, has just amended the financial, the annual deficit for two out of the three of those facilities. It will have an effect on that 4-year contract value.
But I, my personal opinion, that would be a bit premature, because I personally would think at a dollar you'd probably get people going there a lot more often. They were $2, so I can't really see a great difference unless you specify in your contract that a fee of $2 will be paid. I don't think it has any...
The fees and charges, when the contract was awarded, the fees and charges were adopted as part of that contract awarding. Now, we've just reduced those fees and charges by 75 to 80%. That does have an effect on the contract value.
But so does having the facilities closed. Wanangarra is doing well above expectations, so, you know.
And we are bringing a separate report back to council in April to make that contract adjustment.
Yep.
So this is separate to that.
Yep.
But it will affect the contract.
Yep. Well, you could have just advertised at $1 and $2, councillor.
Don't you think YMCA would be pleased because it gives them some, they can even come to the party.
If kids aren't in that pool, then...
There isn't, it's a park. It's like a park scene. That pool is going to go nuts when it opens.
Someone put on Facebook today, it was like... So probably someone is already down there.
Yeah, I'll spoil the whole water shaking.
Australian dollar.
It's all we need.
Think we should put AUD after that dollar. Get her out of there.
Put what?
I'll get a shop with AUD underneath that dollar.
Can't believe the CEO writes that.
Well, you know what some people probably say, what? Singapore dollar coin.
Oh, mind you, their currency is not like the Singapore ones, except they could go from India. Now, that play park at the pool, can you just imagine that?
Yeah.
That would go crazy. And that open.
How much are you going to charge there?
No, it's probably...
Well, it's only 10 cash for trash bottles, so if everyone just picked up a bit of cash for trash, they're in the pool, they're happy.
I cannot get away.
Fuck, Mr. Kelly, you make money. Crownies.
My crate's at home getting empty, I don't know what's happened.
I need to take them. People following. I had to store it all for the cycling.
If we see the move in a second, it's the logging component for... just wondering, it really should almost read that request to see it robustly negotiate tariff rates for community facilities.
Yeah.
It's more than just nighttime sports.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're hoping to do a rechecking or recalibration and negotiation on all tariffs.
Yeah, I'll just follow that.
You happy, mover and seconder?
Yeah. These kids don't even get a dollar, but get a maximum five, so they'll all be put in two.
They're put in two, they're going to change.
They'll
put in two and they'll want a dollar change.
No change given $10.
And we all raise it. No change given. The clarification was you retained it at the $1.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Adopts a $1 entry fee.
Yeah. Entry fee.
For
parking does that. They don't give you change. There's a lot of parking there.
No,
in Perth, then you kind of like...
It's not not quite there, but I think that's a bit clearer.
Everyone happy?
The line 158 does say recreation.
Oh, two packets of Tim Tams!
There she goes.
Why do we have to move on?
I believe as bad as that.
Recreation for silly.
This was Easter too.
Even if that's off, it'll still come on.
So I'll let you sort out the payment terms, guys.
I'm going to my account and flick it off, so it doesn't take it away. I have to, otherwise I'm going to.
There should be 2/12/13.
I have to click it off.
Two adopts the 2/13/14 charges. It should be 2/12/13.
Telling me that there's account
number two.
Yeah, that's right. Keeping it at this year, it's not putting it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's right.
That's the current one.
Yeah.
Go on. 15 does just say recreation facilities.
Yep.
Doesn't that just stipulate?
Yep. But there's something
like this.
Look, if I can make Arnold's phone be quiet, pass it over.
Don't bring it. Leave in the car.
If council. Sorry, some people can live the life of not having this, but I don't.
Look at this car.
But if council got their timing right,
your car is ready to be picked up.
It's 4:00.
Oh. I had a meeting with Malcolm.
Oh, you've got a complicated one. Why don't you just get something simple?
At about lunchtime yesterday, I went, Mel, how come my phone didn't beep? And then it's about 10 o'clock, my phone beeping, and I'm like, oh, I
know. I'll just bring a couple of packets with you each time, Laura.
Well, I don't think that's happening, darling.
We'll soon get it off, Jan, don't you worry.
I'm sure the council can.
You can pay me in 10 pounds.
I can get 2 pounds. Yes. I spent $1.49 million today.
Really?
It's
far
out. A half price. I bought James Tim Tams for Easter instead of Easter eggs because he wanted Tim Tams.
Get that bag.
Exactly. Wait for wait.
We're all happy?
Want to check that.
Mover and second are still happy? Everyone's still happy? Everyone's happy?
Yes.
Yes, it is an absolute majority and it was past 7-0. Okay. Okay, item 7, late items as permitted by Chairperson Council. There are nil. Item 8, confidential items. Members of the public, I do have two confidential items to consider. I'll have to ask you to leave, but you can remain in the foyer and come back afterwards if you wish. Can I have a mover and seconder to go in confidence? Move Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Taylor. All in favour? 7-0. Thank you, Director. Can I have a mover and seconder to go out of confidence now? Move Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Taylor. All in favour? 5-0.
I'd like to thank the three chairs. It's been a long, drawn out project over many years.
I
think it's when it's finished. I think when it's finished, it's going to be a big day. Maybe Councillor Jacob will want to drive a train underneath it or something. As for our last. Councillors and public, as you come back and councillors, as you resume your seat at the table, letting you know, I'm just going to go through both. So we consider two items in confidence. 8.1, the appointment of Airport Redevelopment Program Director. The resolution was passed 7-0. That council, 1, notes the Chief Executive Officer's decision to offer a contract of employment to Mr. Brett Rees for the position of Airport Redevelopment Program Director commencing 1st of May 2013 and expiring on the 30th of June 2015. Number 2, notes the Chief Executive Officer has negotiated remuneration package and associated conditions of employment within the parameters of the council resolution of the 28th of November 2012. Number three notes the Chief Executive Officer will formalise identified criteria or milestones against which incentive payments may be made as per Council's previous determination within 3 weeks of Mr Rees commencing employment within the town of Port Hedland. Simple majority, 7-0. Item 2, the second item, 8.2, Warwick Road Bridge Cooperation and Procurement Agreement. The officer's recommendation was passed 5-0. That Council 1, authorise the Chief Executive Officer and Mayor to sign and affix the Town of Port Hedland Common Seal to the Cooperation and Procurement Agreement between the Commissioner of Main Roads, Western Australia and the Town of Port Hedland for the construction of Warwick Road Bridge. And Part 2, agree to the 3.5 contract sum adjustment under the project deed of any increase but only up to a maximum amount of $50,000. Simple majority vote was attained, 5-0.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay, item 9, closure, 9.1, date of next meeting. The next ordinary meeting of Council will be held on Wednesday the 24th of April, Anzac Eve, on commencing 5:30 p.m. If there's no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 4:53. Thank you very much, councillors and officers.
Thank you. Thank you.